and be safe.
And be shaped.
And be safe when you're playing hide and seek.
So you can touch and be shaped.
No, be safe.
V-shaped.
No, when you're playing hide and go seek, there's maybe one tree that you can run to.
Yeah.
You call that the...
the base.
Uh-huh. And in football, you run toward the...
run to the base.
Uh-huh. And say if we're planning to meet somewhere, I'd say, well, you don't have to hurry. If I get there first, I'll...
if you do what now?
If I get there first, I'll...
wait for you.
And if you were about to punish a child, he might ask you not to punish him. Just give me one more...
chance.
And someone who always sees the funny side in things and always catches on to a joke, you'd say he's got a good sense of...
humor.
And you'd say, well, we've got termites now, but I'm sure the exterminating company will get...
rid of them.
And say a child left her pencil on the desk and came back and didn't find it there. She'd say, I bet somebody...
taken it.
And you'd say, I have just what him a letter.
Just what?
I have just... what him a letter.
Wrote him a letter.
Okay. Yesterday he... what me a letter.
Mm-hmm. Note.
Uh-huh. Yesterday he...
wrote me a note. The day I wrote him one, then.
Okay. And tomorrow I'll...
answer.
Or I'll what him another letter.
I'll send him another letter, yeah.
Uh-huh. And you say, I wrote him and it was time I was getting a...
what?
I wrote him and I expect to get a...
answer.
And you put the letter in the envelope and you take out your pen and you...
somebody wouldn't...
Sam, you put the letter in the envelope and you take your pen and you...
oh, that's good. Hope you have a happy birthday.
Put the address on it and things.
Happy birthday.
Put the address on it.
Okay, so you say you bought the envelope. You
forwarded it.
Uh-huh. Would you say you address it or address it or...
addressed it.
Uh-huh. And you ask someone a question, you expect to get a...
answer.
Well,
and children
hurt,
go to school and learn how to read and...
right.
And
I'm thinking about it.
Say if a child learns something new and the parents want to know where he learned it, they'd ask him who.
The what?
If if you want to know where somebody learned something, you'd ask him who.
Who done so and so.
Or who, what, you'd ask who.
I still can't get it.
If, say a child's learned how to whistle, and you want to know where she learned it, you'd ask her who.
You asked her where she learned that at or whatever it was.
Okay. And a child that's always running and telling on the other children, you call him a...
running and doing what?
And telling on the other children.
Tattletale.
Okay. Would you use that word about a grown person?
Huh?
Would you use that word about a grown person?
Yes, I'm grown people that way too. Yeah, tattletale.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What does it mean when you call a grown person a tattletale?
Well, they just tell things they ought not to say.
Mm-hmm. Say if you wanted to brighten up your room for a party, you had a lot of things thrown out in your yard, you could go out and...
bring them in, fix it up.
Uh-huh. Or those are called...
curtains. Yeah.
Or what you have in the vase.
You won't believe this.
Flowers and things.
I got six
you could
more.
Go out and...
gather.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And something that a child plays with is called a...
I don't know.
I play with a ball or...